Whenever the Hubble is finally retired, it will be propelled back to Earth and crash deliberately into the ocean. But what about all the other satellites orbiting the Earth, such as a new one launched just this week by DirecTV? What happens to them when they die? Here's an explainer from Slate's Daniel Engber.
According to FCC regulations, any satellite in geosynchronous orbit, that is, at an altitude of around 36,000 kilometers or 22,000 miles, has to be moved farther away from the Earth at the end of its useful life. The satellite is sent to what's called a disposal orbit, usually about 300 kilometers above where it started. Up to a dozen geosynchronous satellites go out of service every year, and there are now several hundred derelicts in that disposal orbit. They may drift slightly from that altitude under the influence of the sun and moon, but they won't interfere with the operational satellites below. Unless, of course, they explode. Any unused energy source material on abandoned satellites can pose a real danger, and many derelicts have blown up over the years. An explosion in a disposal orbit can spray space debris down toward working satellites. To prevent this, defunct satellites are supposed to quote-unquote passivate by discharging batteries, releasing compressed gases, and dumping propellant. Orbits tend to decay over time. Anything above 2,000 kilometers will take millennia to return to Earth, while satellites further down might take centuries or decades. Those that start at lower altitudes are sometimes allowed to crash back to Earth when they're no longer needed. When a satellite falls out of orbit, between 10% and 40% of its mass survives re-entry. Hundreds of objects from orbit do hit the surface of the Earth at random locations every year, but no one has ever been reported injured or killed by falling space debris.
That explainer from Slate's Daniel Engber.